Hey everyone, welcome back. You are listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio, the AV industry's leading podcast network, and I'm your host, Johnny Mota. At least that's who I was about a minute ago. Hopefully I'm still that guy. I'm getting pretty hot here in Florida. So today, as I mentioned, we're coming to you live from the Orlando, Florida, Infocom 2019 at the Peerless AV booth. And if I didn't mention it, I just said it, so there it is. We're proud to be here, and we're even proud of our sponsor, or prouder of our partnership, rather, with Peerless AV for all our podcasts during the duration of Infocom 2019. Today, I am joined by a good friend at Lintech, who, by the name of Mark Bishop. I've had you on the show before.
Yes.
Welcome back, sir.
Thank you.
I'm glad to have you here. It's good to see you. You're looking well. You're looking younger, honestly. I'm feeling older. You actually look a lot younger.
Well, now
last
I know
time,
you're...
So. Not to say that you looked older, but like, you look refreshed. You know what I mean? I come to Florida, I'm like, the world hates me. You're looking good today. Again, nothing about the last time I saw you. Just you look very well today. I'm like, all right, I think I just need to like refresh myself. But that's neither here nor there. The show is not about me. It's about you. So with that, for people that are unfamiliar with the company Lintech, why don't you give me a quick overview about Lintech itself?
Sure. Lintech is a manufacturer of power control systems for the pro AVL industry. So we are best known for controlling at the circuit level via motorized circuit breakers and relays, and then recently have gotten into remote relay modules that can be widely distributed throughout a venue, networked together, zoned, and then each zone can be controlled with different protocols. So we provide a very flexible pro AVL electrical power control solution.
And when you say AVL, audio video lighting?
All of them, yeah.
Got it.
Audio, we started in the audio business about 30 years ago doing power sequencing, got into DMX control of performance lighting about 10 years ago.
Yes.
And now have grown to be a complete IP control system for all electrical products across the system. For example, LED video walls, which are huge at the show, have become a huge part of our business. Is, powering all this distributed display signage and LED video wall product.
Okay. Now, I imagine you have a booth here at Infocom in Florida.
Yes.
The booth number, honestly, isn't that important, but if you have it...
Well, I do. It's 4154.
So if you're here now, this is streaming, you're live, head over there, check it out. But a lot of people maybe don't make it, so... By the chance, off chance, they don't make it, are there any big announcements that you're talking about or showing there today?
Well, we're showing the new modular line. So, most people, they know we do motorized circuit breakers. They know we do relay panels. Those are both wall-mounted solutions.
Yeah.
And now we're rolling out a complete both rack-mounted and remote relay package that can all be networked together. So we're really coming out with systems that... if you want to control over about 20 circuits worth of AVL, it's easy to justify the cost of getting into a wall-mounted relay panel or motorized circuit breaker panel. So now is what we're rolling out as a solution that gives our users the same flexibility, the same performance, but in a much more cost-effective package, if you will.
Yeah.
So now you can do a 3, 4, 5 circuit job very affordably, and still have the control flexibility that you have with our the same system that does our motorized circuit breakers, for instance.
Very, 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 very cool. But there are a lot of people that don't get a chance to come out to Infocom. They just, maybe the company doesn't send everybody, or they just don't go, or they're here and they just miss the booth because, they're on a schedule and they just couldn't make it. There's a lot of factors for why someone couldn't make it to your booth.
Right.
Or that they just bypassed it, or they don't even go to the show, but they are listening to this podcast, the Trade Show Minute, because why? We're awesome and we have the best guests. So for those people listening and like myself, maybe I don't get over to the booth, where can we all go to learn more about the company?
Well, obviously there's the website.
Okay.
Just Lintech, LYNTEC.com.
Okay.
That's a great spot to go. And you can link to all of our documentation there as well as our videos. Or you can go to YouTube. We're at Lintech Power, all one word.
Okay.
We got a great series, a very broad series of educational videos on all of our product, from setup to benefits and all that kind of thing. So they're all broken into 3 to 5 minute videos, as people like. And so those are probably the best places. I mean, we're on all social media, but But YouTube or our website are probably the best two places to go.
Okay. Now, I mentioned earlier that we're at Infocom 2019, you know, one of the largest pro audio, I'm just going to say the largest pro audio event here in the States. And there are literally hundreds of AV manufacturers. Now, I can't speak to if any of them are similar to your company or identical or not, but that being said, how is it that Lintech separates themselves from everyone else?
Well, I mean, there's always options, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's always more than one path to any destination. But what Lintech is really best known for probably is providing the full electrical platform.
Yeah.
So for instance, a lot of guys, you know, there are manufacturers that sell sequencing systems for audio. There are manufacturers that sell lighting control platforms. I can do both.
Yeah.
So what we give you is the capability to have electrically isolated audio sequencing on and off, but on the same platform, we can give you DMX or streaming ACN control of your lights.
Yeah.
We can give you a separate zone to turn your video wall on and off as you need, you know, in an automated rolled out fashion. So really what really separates us is one electrical platform to control your entire system. You know, once upon a time, there were audio guys and there were lighting guys, and it made sense that they each had their own power control platform because they each designed separate parts of the system.
Yep.
Well, now it's all converged, right?
Yep, yep.
Everybody's AVL.
Yep.
And or at least for the most part.
For the most part, yeah.
And in that environment, I can give them one electrical platform that will control all the different aspects of their system, the way they want it controlled, with the protocol they want to control.
Yep.
And that's really unique to us.
Very, very, very cool. Again, now, I think that's pretty good overview of the company and the questioning. So unless there's anything else we should mention about Lintech, I think that's it.
No, but can I do a pet peeve?
Yeah.
All right, let me do a pet peeve. So an exploding part of our business is the power control of installed video walls.
Okay.
Video walls, they draw a lot more energy than people think they do in standby mode. So that's an issue in and of itself. But the other issue is that, you know, video wall manufacturers don't really give an on-off switch on the back of these things. They're always on.
Yeah.
So they're either on or they're off, or they're either on or they're in standby mode.
Right. Still drawing power.
Drawing electricity.
Yep.
But the bigger issue is lockups too.
Yep.
But people are coming into our booth and probably fully half of the specifiers we've seen so far in the show aren't aware of the importance, how it extends the lifetime, the longevity of the product, how it can really pay for itself in energy savings.
By turning
it completely off at the circuit breaker
in
an automated fashion,
yep,
as opposed to just leaving it always on in standby. And we've got a lot of guys coming up to us going, you know, I've had this video wall in my church for 2 years, and we got to learn how to turn this thing off. The draw is incredible, and they keep locking up. In order to get to a power supply, if the power supply, you know, burns out, I got to take the back off one of these panels. There's a lot of benefits to power control for video walls.
And imagine with that as well, the fact that you can monitor the loads, they can probably see the savings in real time of what their consumption is and all
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's absolutely an option.
Yeah. Well,
so anyway, that's the pet peeve that I've picked up from this show.
I'm glad you mentioned it. So for all you video wall manufacturers out there, be aware, Lintech has got your back.
That's right. If you're installing one, give us a shout.
Yeah.
We'll help you.
Now, one more time, the website where we can all learn more.
Lintech.com, LYNTEC.com.
And that pretty much does it this episode of the Trade Show Minute. So Mark, thank you for joining me today.
Johnny, thank you.
I appreciate it. Everyone else out there listening, if you'd like to listen to all of our live podcasts, or read or watch all of our Infocom coverage, you can definitely do that. Just head over to our microsite. It's ravepubs.com/Infocom2019. And if you're here at the show in Orlando, come by the Peerless AV booth, 3429. Say hi. If you want to bring me some water, coffee, or snacks, I'm open to it. Everybody, this has been the Trade Show Minute. My name is Johnny Mota. I'm your host. We'll catch you on the next episode.